Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Here is Phoebe with a story about naked Quakers on the Quaker Almanac.
Quakers living in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in the 17th century did not live easy lives. In the Puritan-run colony, it was illegal for friends to meet together, and they were frequently punished for expressing their beliefs. One of the many Puritan laws was that all people, no matter their faith, were required to attend Puritan services on Sundays. One Sunday in April of 1663 in Newbury, Massachusetts, a young Quaker woman named Lydia Wardell walked right into the Puritan meeting house and took off all of her clothes. This surprisingly common form of protest used by Quakers was meant to mirror the spiritual nudity of the Puritan authorities. However, this particular instance was even more outrageous because it took place in a church. Lydia Wardell was severely whipped as a punishment, and according to Joseph Bessies, A Collection of the Sufferings of the People Called Quakers, she, quote, carried through it with a singular patience, quietness, and cheerfulness of mind, to the shame and confusion even of those who were so hard-hearted as to sport themselves with the troubles and tribulations of the innocent, end quote.
Maybe because they were persecuted, Quakers have thought a lot about democracy and citizenship. Here is Phoebe with some thoughts on that subject.
George Walton, former head of George School, a small Quaker boarding school in Newtown, Pennsylvania, once quoted Howard H. Brinton's Quaker Education in Theory and Practice in a speech on Quakerism and democracy. He said, quote, "Democratic philosophy asserts that the good and true in community living arises from the cooperation of free persons activated by an inner sense of personal responsibility. Friends believe that the presence of God is felt at the apex of the human soul, and that man can therefore know and heed God directly, without any intermediary in the form of church, priest, sacrament, or sacred book. Educational processes true to that conception will produce adults with the characteristics of the ideal citizen of a democracy." End quote.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.